as weather forecasts announce rain, I would stay at home. Many decisions we take are based on assumptions. They seem to make our lives easier, as we can take decisions quicker based on experience or learnings which fuel these assumptions. Apart from the fact that many assumptions don't become reality, could you tell me how many assumptions you spoke out explicitly to share and reflect about them with friends and colleagues? Or how often do we assume that we all talk about the same topic without checking if we really share the same story? Welcome back to the podcast from 0 to 100. Today I would like to share with you my point of view and what I understand by assumptions and why they are so important in the different episodes of this podcast. On a certain way, they are protagonists of everything, or of most of them. The objective is to sensitize ourselves for our underlying assumptions, especially as it is not only a reflection about your assumption, but also about assumptions from others. Because through making them explicit, we A, change the point of view, B, be at least aware about the concrete situation, C, speak the assumption out, D, reflect what triggers and fuels our assumptions, and E, listen to the stories behind these assumptions, so that we can change easier our point of view or be more aware about what is behind these assumptions. One concrete example, which you might remember from the episode The Imps, which is one of the episodes in Spanish, in the same podcast but with a different title, which is called De Menos a Más. And in a conversation there with Javier, he told us, "Panthers, tigers, and snakes are inoffensive animals. Pigs, chickens, and ducks are very dangerous animals." This says Mother Spider to her children. Assumptions and point of views support our lives, make them on a certain way easier, as you can decide quicker or know towards what it refers. At the same time, they leave us in a comfort zone to not think more in detail about certain circumstances or actions, and potential blind spots of anyone we might have. Probably you have already heard, or you will hear in the different episodes, in the Spanish and in the English part of this podcast, the terminologies, assumptions, and narratives. Or in the Spanish versions, it's hypotheses, suposiciones, narrativas. With this episode here today, I wanted to give this reflection and share with you what are my ideas about these terminologies. And to show you that it's not only a reflection about your assumptions, but also about assumptions from others, as it works also the other way around. Which other way around, you may ask? Well, that other people tell you their assumptions about your reactions or actions, and to what that lead in their action. And it's not only about what we assume about others, but also about processes. For example, for me it is natural when starting a project to build first trust and a good relationship with the people I will work with. I assume that this is a clear process which any organization team applies, especially when you work with participatory approach. So I did not explain this process of trust and relationship building in a certain process that I accompanied. But afterwards, people asked me exactly about this step and how it could be to elaborate this process, and if it's part of a project management cycle in that case. So as I assumed they knew it, I did not explain it in my introduction. For me, it was a natural process, and this created misunderstandings, as my step one was different than their step one. Or maybe a bit more comprehensive example for any listeners. In a workshop, I asked participants to read for 4 flipcharts and give feedback on the top on them. I did not memorize them. And when we started collecting inputs, I asked for flipchart 1, but I was not standing in front of flipchart 1. It seemed we were talking about completely different content. And when I pointed out to what I had seen as flipchart 1, they told me this is flipchart 4 for us, because they read from right to left, even sometimes when they write in English. So you see, there are many moments and many processes where our assumptions appear. And we might have blind spots because we don't know about them. And the idea of this episode and also of the others, where we directly or indirectly talk about assumptions, about narratives, is to make them clearer. And in this moment today, also to clarify the terminology. And as usual, if this is the first episode you're listening to, I invite you to also apply what you heard, to reflect about it, and especially in this case about the assumption, to give it a try, and be as conscious as possible when certain images come to your mind. Where do they come from? And what do they lead to? Tell your story, which elaborates on your concrete assumptions. Make them explicit and see what happens, how others react in your daily life and in your work.